Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Hey guys, Gavin from the Foundry Group with this episode of Coaching in Your Car. So if you haven't caught an episode before, you're a little bit behind. We're a fair few episodes in now. What happens is I get in my car. I'm normally driving in between appointments to see clients or go to networking events or whatever. And I just fire up the podcast and start recording so that you can get some golden nuggets. I'm not so bored in the car listening to the crappy pop music on radio. And you can get a lot of benefit out of it. So you don't have to listen to the podcast while you're in your car. You can do it while you're doing housework, mowing the lawns, while your kids are off doing something, whatever. It doesn't matter how you listen to it, but as long as you sort of take away what the key message is and go and implement it in your business. So today what I want to talk about is the triple constraints of management. Now, this is a concept that I came across a long time ago, actually well before I was doing my MBA. And in the MBA, they didn't actually teach me this a whole lot, and I wish that they did, because I would have loved to have gone deeper into it without having to do all this research myself. But I've spent a lot of time studying it, and basically the triple constraints of management say that as a business owner, you have three levers to pull. One of them is time, one of them is quality, and one of them is cost/price, right? So if you elevate one, at least one of the others must be sacrificed as a result. So what I mean by that is, if you focus on time, so you want something done quicker, you want to offer your service as being the fastest, then it's generally going to cost you more money. And as a result of that, quality will likely decrease. If you want to make something of high quality, so we're talking about designer handbags at $10,000 or $11,000 each, and I can't believe that people actually spend that much money on a handbag, but anyway, so we're talking about designer handbags, $10,000 or $11,000 each. The quality is high on that. The cost to, or the price of that, is also high as a result. However, the time to produce them from start to finish, I'm talking about design to the end result, takes a long time to do. So you can't punch them out really quickly. And the last one is cost, or price. So if you're competing on a low price, then the quality is generally less. And also the speed, it might take a little bit faster for you to produce or to complete the service, right? So I suppose it goes back to what you want your business to be known for. Do you want to be known for high quality, low prices, high prices, or being the fastest at doing something, okay? So you can actually use this when you're speaking to customers or potential customers. And what I mean by that is, if you're using this, one of these points, to differentiate yourself from everybody else, then that can become your unique selling point, and you can actually get more business as a result of that. So let's talk about the pricing for an instant, for a second. And if I haven't spoken about this before, I'm definitely going to speak about it again. And the reason that how price is determined for your product or your service is by the customer. No one, you can't choose really what the price is. You know if it's the right price because people buy it. So you've really got two options. You can either decrease the price if it's not selling, or you can increase the value. So what I mean by that is adding in other tangible and non-tangible benefits or products or services to the actual to that product or service that you're offering, the initial one, so that you can increase sales or charge more for it. So let me give you an example of that. So let's just say that you are a landscaper, okay, and you've got a landscaping business. And that landscaping business, you do the whole gardens and lawns, and you maybe do some retaining walls, all of that sort of stuff. So if you're in that sort of business, price could potentially be a constraint. So what you could do to increase the value of that is do things like after installation, maintenance, or care. So you know, it's not a great deal of effort to go and mow someone's lawns once a month. That might, you know, might cost you, I don't know, $40 in labor for you to do that. And so, but that's a high perceived value to your end customer. So if they've got two proposals or they've got two quotes, one is from a landscaper and it's a little bit cheaper and it doesn't come with 12 months lawn mowing included. And then you've got your price, which actually is more expensive and does include 12 months lawn mowing, then you're more likely to get the job because you've increased the perceived value of that. So I suppose the goal or the takeaway from this is that how can you leverage the triple constraints of management? What do you want to be known for in your business? And on top of that, how can you add more value to your offer rather than reducing your prices down? So I'm Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group. I hope that you found this this episode helpful and valuable. If you have, make sure that you share it with your friends, family, anybody else that you think might benefit from it. And also go to the podcast, make sure that you subscribe so that when I do new episodes, I'm doing these like they're going out of fashion at the moment, so that when I do new episodes, you get notified and you don't miss out. Again, my name's Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group. This is Coaching in Your Car. Have an awesome day.